All right, Mike, first thing we're going to do is look at the Cowboys when they're on offense and their quarterback, Tony Romo, Carl, and sort of the way they like to run their routes to sort of pick apart a defense.
Well, what they like to do, Bob, is get the ball out of Tony Romo's hands. That means there are going to be a lot of routes that are going to be quick. But what the Cowboys like to do, create multiple choice for the quarterback, and they run complementary routes. Take a look here. And when I talk about complementary routes, it's two guys on the same side running the same route.
That's here, Jason Witten and Miles here. Austin.
Okay, so what you have to do, you've got to close the windows because there'll be guys running into them. And what they try to do is catch someone, I'll freeze it. Here's a window, open. Here's another window, open. And they're trying to get this guy to come here. So the quarterback has two choices to go with the ball.
In this case, Miles Austin across the middle turns into a huge play for the Dallas Cowboys into plus territory.
Yeah, how do you stop it? You've got to stay close to your guys. Anytime you get off coverage, you've got to close the separation here.
So being more of a press situation?
Well, if you're going to play from off, once he makes that cut, you've got to close right away.
All right, Carl, along with the complimentary routes, they have a guy in Dez Bryant who is physically gifted, and in red zone opportunities here, they use that size to their advantage.
Well, he is a very physical guy, and one of Tony Romo's favorite passes is the back shoulder throw. And you'll see here, once the receiver gets there, he just creates separation because he's so big.
Just not even a great move or anything.
No, it's just using his body to shield out. Here's what you have to know. In the red zone, Bob, again, there are areas to defend in the red zone. Every team has to do it. Pylons. You've got to defend these areas in the back line. So if he's going to run a back shoulder play, you've got to be able to know that that pylon is where that ball is going.
All right, and be physical with him at the point of attack. All right, one more play to dial up here, Carl, for the Cowboys when they're on offense.
Well, listen, it's their old favorite, some form or fashion of a draw. They've done it since Tom Landry, and they continue to do it here. You've got to get up, and you've got to press the line of scrimmage. Once that ball gets through, they have a body on a body, and it's off to the safety, and that's Felix Jones, who has speed.
Okay, so we see Ray Lewis here. What should Ray Lewis have done as the guard steps out to him?
Well, I'm going to slow it down so you can see. Here's the thing, Bob. There's only one back that can get the ball. So when this back comes your way, linebacker steps up. Back goes this way, linebacker flows, this linebacker steps up. But they don't do that, they wait. And when you wait on a back with that type of speed and the contact is on your side of the line of scrimmage, it's a no-win situation. Here's the contact. I'll freeze it. See the contact? He's through there. You got to get up in there and set the wall is what they say.
So the giant linebackers are going to have to press the hole in that situation to not allow the running lane for a guy like Felix Jones or whoever the Cowboys use as running backs. All right, we're going to throw it back to Mike. We'll have a little more strategy later in the show, including a look at the Cowboys' defense. Mike?